Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
4 o'clock hour, Hochman and Crowder on a Tuesday. Simulcast extravaganza. Give you the stock market report, as I do every day around 4 o'clock when the markets close. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 267 points today. That's about a 1% increase. S&P 500 up 25 points, and the NASDAQ was up 56 points. So there is your stock market update. Here is the headline from the New York Post that I teased in the last segment. Conor McGregor eats bees for breakfast. And there's a video. It comes from his Instagram page. He's eating dead bees straight out of a jar because someone had texted in, are you sure he's not eating bee pollen? No, it was bees. McGregor shows a peculiar snack to the camera before accidentally dropping some. The label of the jar says that they're flavored with macadamia nuts from Australia and Jamaican pepper. McGregor didn't seem too impressed with his new morning snack. So there you go. Conor McGregor eats bees for breakfast.
It's just attention, man.
No one, nothing else.
He's a damn cashews, an almond. No, he's just trying to get some attention.
Well, that is the truth. You know, like the Seattle Mariners, they sell the grasshoppers or something at the baseball games. Like, you know, like, or you can go to like Hoffman's Chocolates or somewhere and you can get, you know, chocolate covered crickets or something. If you're eating those, you're doing it for attention.
Exactly.
And don't give me the protein argument. If you're in a very poor country and they've only got crickets, then I'm with you. If you're on Survivor or Naked and Afraid and the only thing you can eat is crickets and ants, I got you. But don't tell me you're walking into some chocolate store on Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach and ordering chocolate-covered insects because you like them. You're doing it for attention.
McMuffin? No. Chicken biscuit? No. Bees with some damn Jamaican season. That's what I'm in the taste for. You know who does that a lot is, McGregor. I don't like him. I guess he is an athlete. People will do that on teams, but they're doing that so you know. Like, you don't have to announce what
right.
you're eating.
Right, like, guys, I'm taking it to the next level. Like, you look at what I'm doing for my body.
Yep, guys will do that all the time. Yeah, you know, this week it's only lamb chops, brown rice, and pinto beans. That's all I'm putting in my body. Okay, bro, leave me the hell alone. How about that? I'm going to Wendy's. Well, I'm not going to Wendy's anymore. I'm going to Burger King.
Yeah, how about that? Wendy's got canceled. What's going on here?
I'm going to Burger King from now
Can
on.
Can someone else learn how to make a Frosty? Quick!
quick.
Somebody texts in, hello, Hawk and Crowder. I just want to thank you all for the show that y'all bring to South Florida listening audiences, even when it's hard hitting. Oh, so much stuff. So many texts just came in at Reloaded. Even when it's hard hitting topics, you bring it just as hard. We appreciate it. I've been trying to go through the last couple of days all the texts and respond to a lot of people. And to be quite honest, I'll tell you this in a heartwarming fashion. There are some listeners that I do not share political viewpoints with. And I had really constructive dialogue with many people yesterday. It was heartwarming. I don't mind that. If your heart is not filled with hate, but you see things differently than I do, that's I don't have a problem with that.
Honestly, I enjoy a conversation to end that way. I see what you're saying. I totally disagree with you. That's cool.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with that back and forth that I just had with myself?
Yep.
I don't find a problem with it.
Yep. Yeah, the ones that I don't like, you know, if I tweet out something or whatever and you know, someone will tweet back, you don't understand what you're talking about, so you should give it a rest. Like, yeah, I'm a 50-year-old successful man. Like, I don't need you to tell me what I understand and what I don't. I'm pretty adept at this point of being able to function on my own. Solana doesn't have that yet. I totally understand the tweets that he gets.
He's 26 now. Did you forget?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. He's 26. My bad. He's 26. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
It's a great introduction by you, Mark. Thank you.
Mark.
Oh, you're welcome, Alex.
Mark.
Let's change our tone here because, unfortunately, right. Baltimore and Washington Bullets legend Wes Unseld.
Oh, I forgot to get to the other into the archives. Maybe we can get to that later.
He did pass away after a lengthy battle with health issues and most recently pneumonia. He passed away this morning.
Wes Unseld was a legend. Either you guys recall his playing days or no?
No, but
do
I see
know
him
who
on
Wes Unseld is.
I do. I see him on all those lists when they talk about. Yeah. You see the top 50s and all. You see his name. I never had the privilege of watching play or anything like that.
You're familiar with him at all, Solana?
Yeah, he's one of those names that always gets thrown around when you're watching ESPN. There's a list being talked about the best players, and one of these old heads will say, "Well, you know, you young guys never watch Wes Unseld." And yeah. Yeah, that's why I know him. I never saw him play. Did he play football as well? Because I saw a picture of him wearing a football helmet circulating around Twitter as well. I'm not sure if he didn't play in the NFL or not.
No, they said he was just clumsy.
Not.
Oh, okay.
Was it at a mall? Did he have the helmet on at a mall?
He had a soft skull.
It's soft spot in Netherfield then. The little,
no,
little
he,
baby
soft
spot.
I don't think he played football. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think he played football. His last season in the NBA was 81. So obviously you guys wouldn't have seen him.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his career highlights and awards. He was NBA Finals MVP in 78, NBA's MVP in 69, five-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, rebound leader in 1975. He's got unbelievable number of awards. Obviously a Hall of Famer. So there you go. He was clumsy.
Well, damn helmet on my daughter. She bumps into everything. She's always bruised up. Put damn paper around her, a paper bag.
Miami.
Oh,
Dolphins.
You know what? We gotta find this, Solana. Someone texted in, Hawk and Crowder. We need a laugh today. Find the archive of Crowder and Michael from Fort Lauderdale and play that. We don't ever. That's not in our best of spreadsheet. We've gotta find that and get that into our best of the old Crowder and Michael from Fort Lauderdale calls. Do you remember those at all, Solana? Because you weren't part of our show.
Was it the guy at the gas station that you had to beat up, or he tried you or something like that?
Yeah.
No, he tried to hire Crowder as his lawn guy or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I used to keep a bunch of trash in the back of my truck to hopefully cops would look at it and not pull me over.
It was great, man. It was the first call was shocking, and then this dude would call like every week, and he would just get into these verbal wars with Crowder. It was great. Write that down, Solana? We got to find those for an Into the Archives.
Literally, what's that, 4-plus years ago? That was
a while ago. That was a while ago.
What he used to say?
Something in the world.
The best in the world.
Best in the world.
Best in the world. Michael, for a lot of all my buddy Michael, Marcos.
Best
I got
in
all
the
my
world.
Buddies calling.
Marcos. All right. What else?
Some Miami Dolphins news. They signed the 7th-round pick Malcolm Perry. That makes Austin Jackson, Robert Hunt, and Noah Igbinoghene the 3 remaining unsigned draft picks.
Okay.
The MLS and the MLS Players Association appear to be headed toward an agreement on economic concessions for 2020, as well as a revised collective bargaining agreement terms.
All right.
finally, guys, today.
Somebody texts in, stop hating on Cam Wake. Do you think that got stuck in his phone for like 4 years?
What?
There's a text. There's so many. First of all, there's so many texts today, and we have the new text number, but there are so many texts, probably because a lot of the heavy stuff we've been talking about. But in the middle of them, I just scrolled upon one that says, stop hating on Cam Wake. And it's obviously got to be from when he played with the Dolphins, right? It has to be 2 or 3 years old. You know, sometimes it just gets bottled up in your phone.
In the drafts. It goes to drafts.
Yeah. Like, do you think that just came through?
That's
for another show, man. We love Cam Wake. That's right. my dude.
That's because Cam Wake eats bees. I think that's what that is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're hating on the guys who eat bees, and Cam Wake's definitely the kind of guy that would just be snacking on some bees in the locker room.
All right, fair enough. What else you got?
Is that fair, Crowder? Am I speaking out of turn there?
Bro, this dude used to bring, like, his snack would be a salmon fillet in his pocket. Like, you pull out a bag of Skittles, he pulls out a salmon fillet. Like, where the hell was that, Cam?
Oh, I just bring a little snack with me, you know, keep my calories up.
Dude was weird as hell, but that joker was a baller.
He was a baller.
Boy, weird as all get up, though.
Finally, guys, today's National Rotisserie Chicken Day. We covered that earlier.
We
very
did.
Pressing.
2 o'clock hour. You could use the radio.com rewind feature. We covered race relations in America and rotisserie chicken.
It's also National Rocky Road Day. Rocky Road, a very popular ice cream.
Very overrated.
Right. And I agree. I'm glad you.
Oh,
you
I'm sorry.
There.
Did I steal your fish?
No.
Steal you. Sorry.
Is that with the chocolate covered peanut balls?
I think it's got marshmallow in Rocky Road, right?
Oh, the marshmallow swirl. Yeah. I know something. That's pretty good. A little too rich.
It's a great name. It's a great name for an ice cream, I think. And I think that's what happens. Like, you see Rocky Road, you see all the different colors in it, and you think, wow, that's got to be amazing. And then you're always left underwhelmed after having a scoop or two of Rocky Road.
Somebody texting in, stop hating on Anthony Fasano. Someone wants to know via text what we think of the new punter, Reggie Roby. All right, we get it, people. All right, anything else, Solana?
Yeah, right now, as we move to weather in South Florida, 84 degrees, mostly cloudy. There were some showers here in Miami and El Portal earlier. Those are no longer over us, but there's still a 70% chance you won't experience rain. That is your weather.
All right, we are going to play Cheers 2 in the next segment. Haven't played it in a while. We're excited to bring it back. Our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room is going to be reopening soon. I'll have some details on that to share with you. But we're going to have a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha. People hear us talk about them all the time. And you can win $50 from Funky Buddha in the next segment. So we go around the room, we give a cheers to someone, and then you give cheers to someone, props to someone, or something, or your wife, or whatever it may be. So line it up right now, 786-360-0790. Yes, that is the same number as our new text line, just like a phone number of your spouse. You can text them or you can call them on the same number. It's the same situation with us. Watch it not work, Solana, by the way. Now that I'm thinking about it, just a whole bunch of texts come in. Line it up, 786-360-0790. We're going to play Cheers 2 next. So if there's someone or something you want to give cheers to, 786-360-0790. I want to talk about All American Roofing. These are very interesting times, but you can trust All American Roofing is doing what they're doing, and they do it well. If you've noticed a roof leak while you've been, you know, stuck in your home, as most of us have for several months, All American Roofing has been serving South Florida for almost 30 years. So if you've noticed a roof leak with all this rain lately, or you know that hurricane season is upon us, it started yesterday, All American Roofing, they've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service. Telling you, it's good to know a good quality roofer. My wife and I used All American Roofing to re-roof our entire house back in what was it, 2005, when Hurricane Wilma had destroyed our roof. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They are always there to help. So whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. So call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That is 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. We'll play Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder. All right, we're going to play Cheers 2 here. This is a chance for you to win $50 from Funky Buddha. We love our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We wish that there was Panthers hockey going on so that we could have some Funky Buddha, some gloves off at the tap room there at the BB&T Center. We love the drinks and the food at the Funky Buddha tap room in Oakland Park, which is still closed, by the way, by COVID-19, but they're planning a reopening very soon. I'll have details on that. But you can get Funky Buddha at your grocery store, right? People in South Florida, at least.
Oh, yeah. Publix has it. And people text me all the time and tweet me, DM me pictures of them in different states now. The Carolinas, I know, has Funky Buddha now. It's moving around. But, yes, I know I get mine from my local Publix, and I love it.
Yep, me too. And so you can have a chance to win $50 gift certificate here from Funky Buddha, and we'll play Cheers 2. Do you have our big open? We haven't played this in a while, Solani. You have the big open for Cheers 2?
Funky, 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 funky.
Let's play Cheers 2.
And now, put him up for Cheers 2.
I'm going to give Cheers to...
I'm giving cheers to Charlie Strong.
I want to give my cheers to...
Cheers to everybody that showers.
Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I had forgotten that. Some good work out of you, Solana. Dulcet tones of Dan Day in there as well. Makes any open better. All right, we'll go around the room first, then we'll go to the phone calls. I am giving cheers to anyone who is trying to make our country a better place. That means cheers to anyone who takes the time to listen to others and understand their plight and tries to fix something that's broken. Cheers to guys like Alejandro Solana, our executive producer, who went to the peaceful protests in Miami this weekend. And knows that it'll take a unified approach to change some of the bad things. So cheers to anyone who's trying to make our country a better place. Anyone who realizes overwhelming force and domination do nothing to bring people together. Cheers to all y'all. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to the parents that just completed homeschooling because school is going into the summer now, and not the ones that acted like, the ones that really did it, the ones that saw their kids learn, the ones that got up early in the morning, learned all those damn passwords, signed into all the modules and the Zoom lessons, and really
the
helped
modules.
Their kids. Boy, I was moduling my ass off for the last 2 months. Cheers to the parents that really help their kids through the homeschool. I know it was tough on everybody, but cheers to those parents out there because I know it was tough on me.
That is so true, man. Solana, who are you giving cheers to?
Just like to say thank you, Hawk, for the cheers.
You're welcome. Quick.
I'm going to give cheers. We talked about it earlier to Publix for their phenomenal rotisserie chicken. I feel like we didn't even
Phenomenal
rotisserie chicken. I didn't say phenomenal. I did not.
I think you said phenomenal.
No, I did not. I feel like we didn't even spend enough time on the greatness.
You didn't speak at the protest, did you? You just held a sign or something?
Take his bullhorn. No. Take his bullhorn.
You all are out here doing phenomenal things. What? This isn't going to help anyone.
All right, just go, Dan Day. I'm done.
Dan, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm flabbergasted.
Dale.
I'm going to give cheers to those peaceful protesters this past weekend that outside of a CVS, when things kind of started getting crazy, they talked everybody down because they knew that if it got wild and there was looting, it would dilute the message of peaceful protesting and trying to change this country for the better.
That is a good one, and I think you just stole Rick and Davey's cheers, too, who's on line two right now. So let's go to the phones here. I'll start on line one, though. Rod, who do you want to give cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to the woman police officer, Fort Lauderdale, who, when she saw her colleague start going into the crowd, puffing his chest, and shoved the little young lady who was kneeling, she went out there and grabbed them and pushed them all the way to the side and said, "Not around here." And now her picture is being shared everywhere on social media by even protesters saying that's what they were looking for.
Yep. Yeah. She is an icon, man. And yep. She tore that dude's head off, right? That dude cowered. He cowered away. He's suspended, by the way, that officer. Oh, he's been suspended.
Yeah, she sent him back to his cruiser.
Sent him back to the cruiser.
Set your ass down.
That is a good one. Here is Rick and Davey. I hope Dan Day didn't steal your thunder because it's a good one.
I hate that damn Dan Day.
Whoa. Man, don't try
hey, Crowder, man.
Coming out of the box swinging.
Crowder, I can't wait till my half-Cuban godson gets born, brother. I know his middle name's going to be Ricardo, so I can't wait.
Oh, but, my God. Are you naming your... Is Rick the godfather? Wow, I had no idea, Crowder.
No, he's not the godfather. And I hope he doesn't ever see my kid, to be honest. I'm just playing, Rick.
I'm gonna go in the other direction, and I'm going to give cheers to players like Jaylen Brown and Lonnie Walker and Greg Jennings, who have gone out there and actually done something in the community and to help throughout these protests. Unlike certain big-name athletes that all they do is talk and don't do crap, unless when it comes to China, then they stick their tongues in their rear end, and then they decide not to talk about China. But so my cheers goes to those athletes, Lonnie Walker, Greg Jennings, yep, who went there so his wife's store wouldn't get vandalized, and Jaylen Brown, the guys that are actually doing something during this time.
That's why I give my cheers.
Yeah, nice job, Rick. Thank you for the call. We talked about the Lonnie Walker story yesterday. That was real heartwarming for Canes fans to see. He was cleaning up the facades of buildings in San Antonio, handing out water to people that were helping clean up. It was nice to see from Lonnie Walker. Paulie in Palmetto Bay. Who are you giving cheers to, Paulie?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. First of all, you guys always need to be cheers to just for what you do for the community. But yesterday, and I even texted Hawk yesterday about this, that Calvin Hughes interview was absolutely inspirational. It was absolutely needed, and it moved me to the point it almost brought me tears. And so I'm visually impaired, and I listen to you guys every day. And so thank you for sharing that, and I appreciate you bringing Calvin on and sharing the information that the community really needed to hear. That was really, really wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening yesterday. The interviews we had yesterday, Calvin Hughes and Twan Russell, I thought were moving. Dr. Chuck was, always Dr. Chuck. He's always emotional and moving. But Twan Russell and Calvin Hughes were excellent. And we really need to make Calvin Hughes a friend of the program. The anchor at Channel 10, if you're not familiar with him. But we need to make him a friend of the program because I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can hear it, by the way, on the radio.com app. If you search Hockman and Crowder, the podcast, we would appreciate as many downloads and likes and subscriptions to the podcast, which is free, as possible. Helps us out a lot.
What is Calvin Hughes? Is he 21 or 61? Well, he's one of those people that fall in that list.
I'm going to guess Calvin Hughes is like 55.
Oh, doesn't look right. He must exfoliate.
I may be wrong.
Pete
in Miramar. Who are you giving cheers to, Pete?
What's up, fellas? I'm giving cheers to Udonis Haslam for all he does in the community. He's the man. He might sit on the bench, but you got to stand for something.
Yep. He said
something about that in his speech. He said, "My minutes are going down. I might not be shooting as much, but I'm going to be a voice in this community." He said that during his speech the other day.
He has been so impressive, man. And we talked about this yesterday. Udonis Haslam, like, just a guy that has really – there are certain guys, they play for a team, and they're part of the community, but they're not, you know, hugely embracing of what their role is in the community. And Udonis Haslem has stepped into that role. It's just been so impressive, man. I think he speaks for a lot of people who get torn, you know? It's mm-hmm. because he's got so many family members in law enforcement that he gets torn. So and that's why, like, none of this stuff is easy. And that's why, you know, you need people like Udonis to come out and say, yeah, we all have different feelings, different emotions, and let's sort this out together.
Yeah, tough to navigate, but with that Gainesville education, he can do it, you know.
I was thinking in spite of the Gainesville education, he can do it. But
you're a hater.
Obviously, you could see how two people can see the same thing and have totally different takes on that. All right, we need to award a winner here of a $50 gift certificate for Funky Boot Up Brewery. You've got, let's see, Rod, who is giving cheers to the woman police officer in Fort Lauderdale, that little Boyd, the cop that was pushing the girl's face into the ground. Caller 2, Rick, he gives cheers to Jaylen Brown and Lonnie Walker and Greg Jennings and other athletes that have put their actions to use.
Yes.
Caller 3, Paulie, Palmetto Bay. Calvin Hughes from Channel 10 coming on yesterday and sharing his story. Caller 4, Pete and Miramar, Udonis Haslem, for speaking out during a very difficult time. I am going to vote for Paulie in Palmetto Bay. I was very impressed with Calvin Hughes yesterday as well. I thought it was because he was on the scene Saturday night in Miami. He gave us such great insight, and he's a longtime member of our community. So I thought Calvin Hughes was excellent as well. So I will vote for Paulie in Palmetto Bay to get the $50 at Funky Boot Up Brewery. How about you, Crowder?
One of the toughest decisions I've had in Cheers 2 since we started it, and we brought it back today. But I got to go with Rod for that female officer, because I think that's where the change starts, when the officers start officing themselves, when they start saying this guy's doing wrong. They start the bad apple, quote unquote, when the good apples start kicking the bad apple out the damn bag. I think that's where change can really happen. So I got to go with Rod, number one, that female officer.
Be a good apple. Solana, you will be the deciding vote.
I'm going to go with Paulie in Palmetto Bay. It's not easy for anybody to share their experiences, specifically a black person in this country, to share their experiences growing up in this country. And Calvin Hughes did a phenomenal job. Not a phenomenal job, but a phenomenal job yesterday. I listened to the interview multiple times yesterday. I shared it with all my family members, and I'm very proud to work on this show and listen to that. So I'm going to go Paulie in Palmetto Bay.
There you go. And again, we got to make Calvin Hughes a friend of the program. So Paulie in Palmetto Bay, you get $50 at Funky Boot Up Brewery. Hopefully that tap room will be open soon in Oakland Park, and maybe we can meet you out there for some yuca tots and some good old times, right?
I'll be there. Man, it's high on my to-do list when they open this thing back
Just
up.
Let me know, Casey and Ryan. Just let me know. I will be there. All right, we're gonna do our movie review next. Jay Figg joining us next, Solana?
Yes, Jay Figg is joining us next.
All right, we didn't do it yesterday because we had other bigger fish to fry, but we'll get our searing pain movie review with Jay Figg in the next segment. Now, it is official. We're in hurricane season. This is day number 2. This could be a stressful time of year for all of us in South Florida. And then you throw in COVID-19 and everything that else going on, and stress can be through the roof. But it's why I recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors. You protect your home, your possessions, your family. I speak from experience. When you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, you reduce your stress level. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home, and it is a great feeling when you have PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. Right now, BNT can give you an estimate and still follow all the social distancing guidelines. They can measure the outside of your home and get the process started so that PGT Impact Windows and Doors can be a reality in your house in the near future. And right now, BNT Impact Windows and Doors has a great rebate offer from PGT. They're from the WindGuard series. You can get $35 back per window and a $110 back per door And BNT can help you take advantage of this great rebate offer when they come to see you or when you go to see them. I remember past hurricane seasons, I used to have to worry about plywood and putting up shutters that never fit right, and I'd wonder if it would protect my house enough anyway. Those days are over for me, thanks to BNT Impact Windows and Doors. So do yourself a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Get a movie review from our friend Jay Fig next here on Hockman and Crowder.
It's Figgy!
Cinema! J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it, like, a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. Well, I like this, Solana. What is this?
It's a banger. It's Roses by St. John.
Is that something new?
Yeah, you'll hear this on our sister station, Power 96, a lot now. It's one of the bigger songs getting play.
I like it. All right. Jay Fig, you just heard the intro there. She's our movie expert, although we've kind of backed off on that a little bit. It's no longer cinema. Jay Fig knows it. It's cinema. Jay Fig has heard of it. So yesterday, obviously, we were unavoidably detained with bigger fish to fry. And so we didn't get a chance to visit with our friend Jay Fig, but she is with us now. Hello, Figgy.
Hey, guys.
There you go. Hey, guys.
It's
love
me.
When she does that. That's her calling card. Hey, guys. Jen Figueroa. She is a very important contributor to the show. And you can follow her on Instagram, JFig Radio, letter J-F-I-G Radio. So if you're new to the show, she's 27 years old and has not seen a lot of movies that we consider to be classics. And so she watches them at our behest. And then gives us a review and posts the reviews on Instagram. And generally, they're infuriating and cause searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
He just can't get the timing down on that. Just can't get the timing down on that. You think it's intentional?
Yeah, he's baiting you up. He's fishing again.
So you think he's just sitting there with his hand and not pushing the button till a few minutes after?
Because Figgy says searing pain is off bat. Boom. You say it. Right. It's always a lag.
I think we should check it out. Hold on. Searing pain. All
right. Oh, searing pain.
Yeah, I think you're on to something. I think you're on to something. That, of course, is the sound of, what's that dude's name? Do you remember his name, Solana?
Outdoor Jackson.
Oh, Coyote Peterson.
Coyote Peterson.
That's it.
Outdoor Jackson.
I almost believed him, too.
Yeah. Well, if you remember, Crowder once gave Jay Fig a movie to watch starring, who was it, Maxine Waters and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Figgy spent 30 minutes on Netflix trying to find it.
You guys give me PTSD.
Where is this movie at?
I don't understand.
Where can I find it?
So, Jay Fig, on Friday, we had you on the show and we gave you our suggestions. I suggested Howard the Duck with the beautiful Leah Thompson. Crowder gave you Legends of the Fall. Yeah. And Solana gave you Little Nicky, which really, of all the bad things that happened this weekend, Little Nicky was the worst. And Dan Day gave you Blade Runner, Which of those movies did you watch?
So I was going to go for Blade Runner, but due to everything that happened this weekend, I wanted a lighter movie,
yes.
So I watched Howard the Duck.
All right. All right. Now
I didn't mean to choose your movie for the third time.
I don't mind. Here we go. Now, Howard the Duck, in my opinion, is a terrible movie, but I was in love with Leah Thompson. And when she crawls into bed with Howard the Duck in her little underwear, it is...
You wished you were the duck.
I wished I was the duck. I was ready to get some ducking going on.
Oh, my God.
What just happened there? So, what did you think of the movie, J-Fig?
Oh, my God. He is a clever duck. He was very smart mouth.
Wait a second. I would like that played somewhere in some open or something, Solana, because that was, I mean, it was like she had been saving that since she watched the movie. That was a clever duck. Go ahead.
So clever. But yeah, like you said, it's really awkward, weird acting. It was terrible graphics, but it was so silly and so funny that I really enjoyed watching it. But it's not a great film.
Okay, and so what did you give it out of 10?
The bad guy with the crazy teeth and the
oh
hair.
Oh, my God.
I know you didn't like the movie, Crowder.
I couldn't even look at the film. I mean, the TV.
What? So what do you give it out of 10?
I gave it a 5.6 out of 10.
Oh, my God. She had to give it 1/10 of a point higher than Beverly Hills Cop. Would you like to re-review Beverly Hills Cop? Because there's no way that you can still believe Beverly Hills Cop is a 5.5 out of 10.
Are you sure?
Is there? I mean, can you possibly still
think? Look, I think that Howard the Duck was way more interesting. It captivated me more than Beverly Hills Cop.
Howard the Duck?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Yes. Right, well, he's a bad duck.
Settle this argument for me. Is Leah Thompson hot?
She's not my type.
But that doesn't. I mean, listen, Brad Pitt's not my type, but he's hot.
Oh,
like,
he's
a good looking dude. Yeah. Is Leah Thompson hot?
I didn't think so. The teeth
really?
Hair also didn't do it for me. The crumped hair, whatever.
Well, I mean, that was the.
It was the style back then.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
The hair with the crimping curl hair. The girl is not pretty. The girl is not hot.
That's not true. She's beautiful.
She's Macaulay Culkin.
She was like 17 years old.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, stop it. She's in her 30s. She was beautiful. What is wrong with you? I don't understand.
You?
What's wrong with you?
Do we have to beam you to Duck World?
If she's there, I wouldn't mind. What else was she in? Leah Thompson, she was the mother / daughter on Back to the Future. Did you ever see Back to the Future, Fig?
A very long time ago, so I don't recall it.
So she is not.
Bro, they've been playing Back to the Future on HBO over and over and over.
Actually, all on Netflix right now.
Oh, it is.
Oh yeah, Back to the Future is all over Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on HBO.
Anybody watching Space Force on Netflix?
I've been wanting to watch it.
Have you watched any of it, Crowder?
No, I'm getting into Breaking Bad right now, so I got a ways to go.
Solana, Space Force.
We gotta watch that movie together.
No, it's on my my must watch list though, so I'll get to it.
Dan Day, Space Force.
It's on my list that I won't end up watching eventually.
I may make that this week's collective, our movie collective. It's a TV show, so it's 30 minute episodes, but it's with Steve Carell. It's the number one show on Netflix right now.
I thought it was a movie.
No, it's a TV show. So I watched the first episode.
Oh.
I thought was okay. Second episode I thought was ridiculously bad. But there are some funny things, and I love Steve Carell. I might make that our movie watching or TV watching collective since we all have Netflix. All right, we got to assign J-Fig a movie for tonight. I will continue with the light and fluffy since there's so much hard and heavy going on in the world. First of all, have you seen Something About Mary?
Mm. Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a cute movie.
Yes. No, that's beyond a cute movie. That's a very good movie. Good movie. Okay. I'm going to give you one from the 80s then again, because you enjoyed Can't Buy Me Love from the 80s. The Sure Thing. Now, you Instagrammed or texted me about John Cusack. You saw John Cusack got, what happened? He got beaten up or something?
Yeah, he got his ass whooped by police, I believe.
Oh my God. Yeah, I sent that to you.
Yeah, you sent it to me. Yeah. So John Cusack, he's an actor from Chicago, where I'm from. I believe his best movie, well, there's Say Anything and there's The Sure Thing. And you watch Say Anything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This one is unbelievable. It's light and fluffy. It's an 80s romantic comedy. He is so good in it. The Sure Thing. All right?
Got it.
With John Cusack. Crowder, what are you going to give Jay Fig?
Jay Fig, girl power, some death, some robbing, some money. These are four young women that have a little rough run in life, and they decide to rob banks. It's a great movie. It is called Set It Off. It's Jada Pinkett.
Oh, Set It Off.
Before she had Smith at the end. This is young Jada Pinkett. This is Vivica Fox, Queen Latifah, some other girl, I forget her name, but it is a good movie. I know you like death. You're not a lover. You don't love love like I do. Set It Off.
I didn't know you were a lover, but got it.
Oh, I
love
love.
You ever seen Set It Off, J-Fig?
No, never.
Speaking of four women, I watched a movie with three women. You watch on Netflix, or it might be on HBO On Demand, The Kitchen. Anybody watch that? About Hell's Kitchen?
Nope.
Nope.
It's got Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy. Anybody seen that? Dan, you seen that? Anybody?
Nope.
Never.
No?
It's on Netflix. It's on HBO. I got a 9-month-year-old wife. I stay in the damn kitchen.
It's about Hell's Kitchen. It's about Hell's Kitchen in New York. But it is truly awful. Really awful movie. All right, Solana, what are you going to give Jay Fig in a very wordy and uncomfortable fashion?
No wordy, no uncomfortableness. Jay Fig, I'm assigning you The Truman Show.
I actually like that movie.
Ooh.
The Truman Show, you heard of that, Fig? It's with Jim Carrey.
No, I've never seen it.
Jay Fig, you're a deep person, thought-provoking. These are thought-provoking
times. It is thought-provoking.
I think it's in a very, very good movie. I think you'll enjoy it.
Oftentimes, right. I feel like I'm living in The Truman Show. Dan Day, what are you going to give Jay Fig for tonight?
Okay.
Well, I first want to ask Jay Fig, do you want me to give you my usual?
What happened?
I mean, sometimes you say things and then there's a follow up, but you just threw out,
what?
I feel like I'm living in The Truman Show. And
sometimes I believe sometimes I believe that the life that is going on around me, the stuff that I'm witnessing, has got to be a TV show. This can't be real. It was kind of an observation on today's day and time.
Oh,
right.
Got you.
Dan?
Yeah, I didn't find that strange at all, Hawk. I got you on that one.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't pick up on that, Solana, but that's all right.
Well, write a list of things you believe are strange down, Dan, because I don't think this list is going to be that long.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's true. Figgy, I do want to ask you, though, should I go light because it is kind of heavier times, or should I give you my typical dark, weird, crazy movies?
I think you should go light. I have not been feeling all right lately. So.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to give
break,
you
Dan.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
Caligula.
Funny,
sorry.
Funniest movies I've ever seen. I've owned the VHS. I've owned the DVD. You even have a tie to Steve Guttenberg, the original Police Academy.
Oh. Have you ever gotten Police Academies?
Who are you asking?
You.
Oh, no.
It's a movie. It's a movie series.
Yeah.
Police Academy.
No,
have
I've
you
never
seen them?
It. No.
All right. Dude, did you forget you're in the middle of a movie reviewing segment?
I thought
what
he was talking
there?
To Dan Day, since he's the one that suggested it.
Well, he asked if you've ever gotten... No, he's saying, did
he
you ever
me?
Get into the Police Academy movies? You know Dan Day has. He's suggesting it to you.
You heard The Open?
I've heard of it. I've known of it.
This, Solana, is why sometimes I feel I'm on The Truman Show. What's happening here? What are we doing here? Don't play it. All right.
Listen, man.
But no, don't play it. But you can play Searing Pain.
Listen,
Searing
man.
Pain.
Don't
Searing Pain.
Searing Pain. Absolute Searing Pain.
All right. You've been assigned by me the 1985 comedy with John Cusack, The Sure Thing, which is a phenomenal, or Solana would say, phenomenal movie. Crowder gave you Set It Off. Solana gave you The Truman Show, and Dan Day has given you, I have a short-term memory problem.
Police Academy.
I literally cannot remember what Dan Day said. Police Academy with Steve Guttenberg, the very well-hung Steve Guttenberg.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready to... Are you ready? It's true. Are you ready to accept your challenge, J-Fig?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Well, then there's only one thing left for us to say, and that is
we'll see you at the movies.
Hoo-ha. Hoo-ha. Nice job, J-Fig. Nice job.
Thank you, guys.
Hot dog pickle.
meat pickle, not meat hot pickle. Dog pickle.
Damn it. Well, it was better than my the first thing that popped into my head, penis pickle.
What was that, Crowder?
Oh, God. All right. Nice job, J-Fig. Follow her on Instagram, J-Fig Radio.
Thank you guys for the laugh.
I want to talk about, we've got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming up here. We're running a little bit late, but I want to talk to you about Shield Med Depot. There's this new reality for all of us. The virus is out there, and we know that there's ways to protect ourselves, and that means masks and hand sanitizers. You know, and not just for yourself, for your business, if you own a business, for your family, for your loved ones. And it's why I'm directing you every day to shieldmeddepot.com. Shieldmeddepot.com. S-H-I-E-L-D. meddepot.com. It's your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. They're a regional company. Your stuff gets shipped quickly. You don't have to worry about going into the grocery store, and then, of course, they don't have anything left. Now you can get all the masks and hand sanitizer you need at shieldmeddepot.com. So before you finished working for the day, I would go to that website, order some stuff for your house or for your office. They've got all different kinds of masks, including KN95 masks, which are extremely protective. The hand sanitizers are FDA quality gel, and they've got new items being added all the time. So again, the website is shieldmeddepot.com. Shieldmeddepot.com. And by the way, if you're a business owner, they offer private labeling on the hand sanitizer in case you'd like to label it specifically for your business, and you can get all the details right there on their website. Again, go to shieldmeddepot.com, the website for all your COVID-19 protection, masks and hand sanitizer, shieldmeddepot.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.